This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Those elves are busy. Elves are sure busy. We're sitting here. Welcome, everybody. We're live here on Auto World, of course, each and every week. I'm Mark Evans, your host. I'm sitting here with a whole bunch of elves. I had to wave them off and stop making. They're still building some toys and stuff here. I'm live in the Kris Kringle Chemistry Laboratory. And why am I in Kris Kringle's Chemistry Laboratory? Big words, tongue twister. Because I'm here trying to figure out what makes that sleigh fly. Yes, Santa's sleigh. Kris Kringle's going to tell me. He's going to show me, supposedly, at the end of the show. And once I find out, I'm going to let everybody, you, each and every one of you, know what makes that thing fly. Now, you might have an automobile that you feel that flies. You might have a back spoiler or a fin on the back to keep it held down to the ground, kind of like a Subaru WRX. A Viper. Oh, yeah. Viper's got them. Corvette. Yeah, new Corvette Stingray, mid-engine supercar, they call it. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Love them. Well, here today on Auto World, you are listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I'm very proud and very happy to be with you each and every week. And thank you for taking the time to come to Auto World and tune in with your ears. And however you listen, I do appreciate that. If it's on GCNLive.com and or, of course, number one position would be on our great affiliates throughout the world, the United States, the world, everywhere, everywhere, even the Virgin Islands. We've got an affiliate station down there. You folks, hi, how you doing? I appreciate it. You take our Auto World show, my show here, all 3 hours, and I do appreciate that. Each and every hour is different, as the folks down there in the Virgin Islands know, that each and every hour I have a lot of different things that happen here. In the studio, I'm usually sitting in the Greasy Garage studio live in Boise, Idaho, from the Auto World Plaza. But here I decided to drive out to the airport. My wife dropped me off. She got on the airplane, which is kind of different today, as you know. It's kind of like the olden days on the airplane. I used to fly a lot back when there was no security. You know, you just climb right in there and sit down, and there was nobody next to you. Well, today it's the same way. There's security, but there's nobody next to you. Because of the COVID, we have our masks on, and we're staying safe. Today on Auto World, you don't need a mask. You might throw a breath mint in, though. I know you're sitting there and listening in your favorite chair, your favorite car, maybe even. Or even your favorite, if you're ice fishing, well, hi. Good to have you along. I appreciate it. Turn the heater up. Man, it's cold in here. Those little bitty tents, and you're out there trying to catch this little perch. Oh, wait a minute. The bass, the big bass, the largemouth bass. In that little hole you just drilled, hopefully you can get that largemouth bass up through that little hole that you got going on there. Hey, the third hour here, we got a lot of great stuff to get to. The most important thing is that you are the star. You, the listeners. That means I want to hear from you through email and or phone number. Since 1,456 episodes, that's weeks, of Auto World, back in 1992, the phone number's been the same, 855-660-4261. Email is good, of course, each and every day, 28 hours a day. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Good to have you along. We are going to get to those letters, LRV. What do they stand for? What is it? And we're also going to get right down there and talk about the wheel. Because you have more than one wheel on your automobile. I know you do. Now, maybe you're young, and that's great, and I appreciate you listening. The demographics of Auto World go from, I think, 6 months of age all the way up to 600 years old. And, that's good. I like to help each and every one of you. So we have a lot of different generations listening, and it's a pleasure to be here for you. That wheel, you can buy that one wheel thing that you stand on. Have you seen it going down the road? We've got a few of them in Boise, Idaho. It's crazy. It's a big rubber wheel with a board on it, and you put the front foot on the front and the back foot on the back, and I guess they've got a remote in their hand, and the ones I've seen, they've got a helmet on their head, which is good, yay, and they're hitting that trigger, and they're going about as fast, literally as fast as the cars are moving. And I've seen them blow through the stoplights and the stop signs. Not good. Oh, no, no. Also, we're going to get to the driver's license. So now I'm going to ask you, we're not going to do that first. So you have some time to pull out your driver's license. Go ahead. You got it in the wallet, guys. You carry a wallet. I know you do. You got cash in there because, well, you might not have any cash now because you probably purchased some gifts for your honey and your family and girlfriend or whoever, you know, and that's good. Thank you for buying the automotive WeatherTech floor mats for their car. No gifts. It's got to be gifts in the automotive arena to be happy about it all. Pull the driver's license out. Ladies, if you got your driver's license in your purse there, pull it out because we're going to look at them. No, I'm not asking you to call in and give me the driver's license number, but you're going to be very proud about what I'm going to talk about when it gets to the driver's license. We're going to be doing that later in the hour here on Auto World. Also, we're going to get to the logo and your emails. Absolutely your emails. Okay? And we always do trivia on Auto World, so let's get to the first trivia. Why not, huh? Yeah, it's trivia time here on Auto World. In 1899, the very first, what? Wheel was put on a wagon. Huh? Yeah, I've got one of those wagons out back. That was a long, long time ago, wasn't it? Wagons came across. We're going to talk about wheels here a little bit later, but first and foremost, I want to hear from you. You're the caller, you're the star, you're the listener, and you can call anytime at 855-660-4261. Now, I've got a lot of emails. I want to get to those emails because I've got a lot of them. What I do with the emails, I'm going to reach in the sand. I brought the email bag with me here at the Kris Kringle Chemistry Laboratory this week. A lot of emails there, Chris. Yeah, he's in the studio now. Oh, yeah. The elves are doing that? Are you kidding me? Well, thank them. I want to thank them. Yeah. They're washing my sleigh. My car. Thank you. Okay, let's go back into the email bag and find out who wants to share something. There's one. Okay. That's how you do it. I print your emails out throughout the week. I print them off, put them on paper, as you just heard. Put them in the bag. Don't read them until it's time. And I'm reading it right now before I talk about it live on the air. And if you do not want me to read it on the air, folks, don't. Just put, you can share it on the air or put on there, you know, I don't want you to. Now, Trey did that last hour. He says you can read this on the air. And I did. And I liked, you know, you are the star. And Trey is a charter member of Auto World. And it costs nothing to be a great member. And here's one right now. Email here. It says, hi, Mark. Dorothy here. Hi, Dorothy. Just wanted to let you know I call my car. Oh, yes. Okay, let me back up here. Okay, she says, I call my car. So I asked you last week, each and every one of you, if you named your car and what's the name of your car. And so this is a story about her name of her car. She says, okay. Hi, Mark. Dorothy here. Just wanted to let you know I call my car Phil after my late husband. Love your show. Dorothy, listening in Reno. Oh, shout out. Shout out to Reno. A shout out to our great affiliate in Reno area, KNNR 1400 AM, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Nevada. Thank you, all of you down there in Nevada in that area. And, of course, all the other little cities and big cities I didn't mention, you're all welcome and thanks for listening on KNNR 1400 AM. And Dorothy, thank you for the story and the name of your car, Phil. Sorry to hear about your husband, but you've got your car named after him. And I wonder, Dorothy, just to do a follow-up, did Phil buy that car for you? Or was it one that you said, I'm going to go out and buy a new car and call it Phil? Beautiful, beautiful story. Here's another one that we're going to do after we come back from the break from another one of our charter members, what they named their car. We'll be right back right here from the Kris Kringle Chemistry Laboratory. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Will the car start?
Hey, you know it won't.
Did they plow the road?
You know they don't.
Am I late for work?
You know you are.
Stuck again.
Oh, it's your car.
I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. I get the cabin fever when the north wind blows. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. Call up the neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I hope you got a big shovel to home. I tell you what, these elves, they've been busy working, and they just fixed the shovel here at the Kris Kringle Chemistry Laboratory. So old Chris, he'd get in and out of the laboratory here, and I'm actually going to find out. It's getting closer. I'm excited, getting closer to find out what that makes that Santa sleigh run. Hopefully your sleigh's running good. If not, I can help here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. We're Auto World is on Genesis Communications Network, a syndicated network that throughout the world, and a lot of great affiliates are signed up and taken Auto World, and I do appreciate that because that way I can help you fix your automobiles. Got a lot of you out there and a lot of cars and trucks to fix, and that's why I'm here. Throughout not only the show live here on Auto World at 855-660-4261, but at the email address, folks, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Good to have you along. Absolutely. Thanks for taking the time. I'm very happy to have you join me each and every week. Now, last week I talked about have you named your car? Do you have a name on your car? And I just shared basically a couple of them here from you, and I've got a couple more here I want to share. One just came in. But first I want to share Trey's again. Now, Trey, he's a charter member. He's listening to us in Southern Illinois, and I missed his email last week. So, Trey, I'm sorry about that. I wanted to get to it this week and let everybody know what you call your Tesla. They have a Tesla. Trey and his wife have a Tesla Model 3. They call it Tammy's Toy. And he says, with Teslas, you are requested to name your auto. He says, it's fun. As always, I enjoy your show every week. Thanks, Trey. Trey, I appreciate it. I enjoy having you with me. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. Got Mike that just emailed in, too, with the name. He names his car, he says, Old Blue. It's a 1954 Ford. Old Blue. Mike, thanks. Now, you're listening to us. Oh, got to do a shout-out. Shout-out. Mike, thanks for sharing with us. Oklahoma City. Shout-out to KZLS, 1640 AM. Oklahoma City. Edmond. Oh, yes. A little bit of Christmas. Santa just came through. What? In Chris Kringle's studio? Yeah, he did. Oklahoma, good to have you guys along. And down in Oklahoma, Stillwater, et cetera, and all the towns in between and all around. I do appreciate that, Mike. Thank you. Now, you're a charter member, Mike, with no cost. That's what it's all about. Absolutely. Okay, so you've been wondering now what those letters stand for, the LRV. Well, the LRV, folks, was left for scrap. Where? The moon. That's right, the moon. It happened December 19th, 1972. The final LRV is left on the moon. The final manned mission to the moon, Apollo 17, began its journey home for this day in 1972, leaving behind the last lunar roving vehicle. That's what that stands for, LRV. The LRV acted as a ground transport for the astronauts and equipment, of course, allowing for otherwise impossible researches and exploration for all of us to learn things about the moon. The departure of the Apollo 17's crew saw the third and final LRVs abandoned on the moon, left for scrap. So, that's what LRV stands for? What? Lunar Roving Vehicle. How about your vehicle? Your last vehicle? The vehicle you bought 5 years ago? The vehicle you bought, excuse me, let's go back. The vehicle that you bought, your first vehicle, where'd it go? There's some great stories about that. Meaning that if you think back about right now, looking up as you are right now, maybe looking over at your wife, your girlfriend, boyfriend, girls, you know, you've got your first car too. With that said, your first car, do you still have it? And of course, what do I hear? Oh, I wish I still had my first car. Where'd it go? Has it been scrapped? Has it been sent to the scrapyard and all the parts have been bought and sold from the junkyard to put on other cars, to keep those cars alive, to keep those vehicles rocking and ready and rolling, keep those owners happy? Or is your car sitting on the Virgin Islands, maybe, in somebody's backyard, just forgotten? Oh, that's sad. See, that's what it's all about. What? Well, finding your first car again, your first love for automobiles. Why'd you buy it? Why'd you sell it? Did it go to scrap? Like what's up on the moon. Now, I've got a question for all of us, and I've always wondered about this because I still have my first car, and I don't, you know, you ask yourself, or I scratch my head. Uh-oh, there just went some more hair. Dang it, I'm going to be bald one day anyway. Sometimes I wonder, why do I still have it? Why don't I sell it? Why don't I give somebody else the a love affair for that hot rod. Let them drive it. Let them appreciate it. Well, you know, do you have kids that it might go to? I do. Do you have, you know, grandkids that it goes to? I do. See what I'm saying? I don't want to get it scrapped. I don't want somebody to cream it. I don't want somebody to cream it. What? I don't want somebody to accidentally full throttle it. The back end's going to swing around. Why? Because it's got a 440 in it, two-door hardtop. It's got some power. It's going to spin those tires, and they could hit a tree, and I don't want to see that happen. So I guess I'm the caretaker of a car, and I want to keep it clean. So with that word, meaning back to the word style. Is your car styling? Are you styling in your car like we did the first hour? Ask yourself that. And then ask yourself, do I really want to go get my first car? Some of you didn't have a love affair or didn't really care about that first car. You just bought basically that commuter car, Chevy Chevette maybe, huh? Again, get that driver's license out because they're in a little bit going to ask you to look at it. And you're going to think out loud when I start bringing up the information about something to do with driver's license. Now, styling. Let's get to the styling word. I want to make sure you're styling at all time, okay? Absolutely. Keep clean. Keep styling. Make sure your car is clean. Why not? Because you show up, and when you show up, you're looking good. Basically, you're looking good, but, you know, really, truthfully, folks, you're going to feel good. You know, that's what it's all about. Now, let's go back to the email bag here at Chris Kringle's Chemistry Laboratory. The elves are quiet, so let's reach into the email bag. I've got so many emails this last week. Again, you're welcome to send me an email with whatever you'd like to talk about. So send me. I make a point to answer each and every one of you back. And that address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay, this email says, Mark, have a problem with my son's Chevy Cavalier. It's a 2005 Chevy Cavalier with a little four-cylinder in it. Runs good, but has an oil leak now. Never, ever has it had an oil leak. I drive it over to the shop, and they believe it is the transmission pan leaking. They gave me an estimate, Mark, of $350 to do a complete transmission service. My question for them and you is that the fluid... Let me back up here. Yeah, okay, so he says... The estimate is $350 to do a complete transmission service. My question for you and for them is that the fluid is leaking and it's not red. Uh-oh. We come back. There's more to the email. When we come back, we're going to read more of your emails and take your calls here on Auto World from the Chris Kringle Chemistry Laboratory.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A deal on a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package is in sight after an 11th-hour agreement Saturday, clearing the way for Congress to vote at any time now. The bill includes a fresh round of bailouts for businesses, schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction, along with a $300 weekly increase in unemployment benefits and stimulus payments of $600. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urged his colleagues to seal the deal.
The American people cannot feed their families or pay their bills with Congress' good faith discussions. They need us to act. We need to conclude our talks, draft legislation, and land this plane.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is optimistic that final approval is near.
I believe there is good faith from all four corners of congressional leadership to finalize an agreement very soon.
USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Run, Rudolph, Santa meant to make it in town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, Rudolph, feeling like a merry-go-round.
Oh, the elves are busy with Santa. Chris Kringle here. They're really busy now. They're making too many things here at the Chris Kringle Chemistry Laboratory. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Again, folks, I want to hear from you each and every week, your stories, and I want to do a little shout-out to our own Facebook page, Auto World Radio. Go to Facebook, type in Auto World Radio, and share your stories there. Read the stories and look at those. You'll enjoy the very old car commercials that we have up there and a lot of the other good, fine things that we put up there. And you're more than welcome to dive in and read and share, too. So that's Auto World Radio Facebook. And then remember, again, Mark Evans, Facebook name, Mark Evans. And also the Instagram account. You can go to Instagram and look me up there at Auto World Media. Soon coming, autoworldmedia.com. All that is basically a website that we're all familiar with, but this website's going to be fun, interactive. That's what Auto World is. Interactive, informative, all things automotive. Let's go to our phones and go now to New Mexico and say hi to Frank. Welcome to the Chris Kringle Laboratory, Frank.
Hello, Swami. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Good to hear from you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to Axelrod Alex, and, of course, Merry Christmas and best wishes to our founder, Bob Long. Under his circumstances, I just wish him the best. And also, Merry Christmas and best wishes to a person I consider a friend. You call him T-Bird Ted, Mr. Anderson, but he's been of assistance to me. Anyway, Merry Christmas to him.
Hey, thank you, Frank. I'm makes me feel warm, you know. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's it makes it all happen, you know, when we all are, like I say, all the world's interactive, informative, and it makes that's the best Christmas present we can have right there, what you just did. Thank you.
Hey, you know, but you were talking earlier about the 61 Buick Special. Okay, well, I got a 61 Buick story. Way back when, like, the family car was this 56 Chevrolet, you know, and it was having trouble making it up the hills and all, and they were looking around at something different, so went to the Buick dealer and got a 61 Buick Electra 225. Oh, God, what a car.
Yeah, it's big, isn't it?
And, yeah, what was so hilarious was the first time we got it out on the highway, and my mom was driving, and we were driving, like, between here and Grants, was 75 miles away, you know, super highway, and just cruising along past the people in the slow lane, back when they used to actually keep to the slow lane, and I glanced over at the speedometer, and it was 83 miles an hour, and you couldn't tell. I mean, 83 miles an hour in a 56 Chevrolet would have been so noisy. And I said, hey, Mom, look at the speedometer. And she looked and says, oh, my goodness. You know, feel it compared to that old Chevy.
Yeah. Rattling and shaking and, yeah. Buick?
Yeah, it was just so smooth. And from then on, it was always Buick 225s. We got a 65 and a 69 and a 73. Beautiful cars, big and spacious, you know.
Oh, yeah. And the pillow bucket, the pillow seats in it, the bench seats that had the buttons, I guess, right? What color was it, Frank?
They're real nice cars.
What color was the
transmission was called a turbine drive, which was a step up from the older Dynaflow. Is that right?
Yeah. 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 And they never broke down, did they?
No, but you could feel the slippage in there compared to a hydromatic.
Oh yeah. On the General Motors side. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were smooth, yeah.
What now this was your parents' car, right?
Yeah, right. Of course, okay. I got to drive it, you know, and I love those 225s cuz you know, they had six-way power front bench seat, so you put it all the way up, all the way down, tilt up the back all the way, and it was like limousine room back there, you know, for when you go parking up on the hill.
Yeah. How old were you when you were driving this? Was this like one of the first cars they let you drive?
It was the first car I was able to legally drive on the street. I'd been driving cars and tractors around the ranch and around the home farm here for a long time, but it was the first one I was able to legally get in and get out on the highway in.
Yeah, did you take your first date in that car, Frank?
Yeah.
Uh oh. See, trying to get some information out of you, Frank.
That's as far as the info goes.
Oh, come on.
Wife might be listening in the other room.
Yeah. That's all right. No, that was your first date car. What color was the Buick?
Oh, it was a white over this, I guess it was called like seafoam green. Oh, it was beautiful green, light green. The white top, it was the six window hard top, four door. You know?
Yeah. Beautiful.
The next one we got was a 65, and that was also six window, but it was a different color. Oh, I love those big cars.
And the bumpers, solid chrome. You had the chrome molding, and, you know, like I've been saying, you know, first, second hour, and third hour now, you know, your parents and yourself, you guys were driving in style there. You're looking good. You know? You're looking good. And
step up from the 56 Chevy.
But the 56 Chevy's, you know, the hot rod, right? And it has to rattle and make a lot of noise. So yeah. did they buy, did your parents buy the Buicks brand new from the dealer?
Brand new, yeah.
What do you think Frank, caused your parents to go to Buick and not the Cadillac under the General Motors or the Ford or the Dodge? What do you think was the whole key?
I've always been GM except for the tractor, which was a Ford. But then it just happened to go up there and to the Buick dealership and looked around, and she saw something she really liked. And I thought, hey, Mom, yeah, that's the ticket, man. So she bought it.
And yeah. Was that their first new car?
No. The 56 was new, and I forget what it was before that. It was like a 49 Buick, I think, and I was only just barely born a few years before that, so I don't really remember much past that.
Yeah. And, you know, in those cars back then, too, you know, according to, I'll be talking about logos later, and you know, they had the logo, and they were very proud of their brand, and the model, too. The Electra was right on the side of that car, if I remember right, or on the trunk.
Yeah. Well,
huge moldings. Yeah, huge moldings.
I wouldn't do it, my 87 Grand National.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. I got a spot here in the greasy garage. We're going to put it.
No.
Now, what's out of your car collection you've got? What's your favorite car? If I flew over and drove in and says, Frank, you got to get rid of all the cars except for one. Hold that thought, Frank. Can you hold over at the break?
Sure.
Awesome. I want to find out what your favorite car is in your fleet when we come back from this short break. The sponsors have some secret sauce for us, Frank. We'll be right back, right here, from the Kris Kringle Chemical Laboratory.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners.
lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And that door has a trim, the tree with hubcaps all aglow. We don't butch up the ornaments while Luigi tells them where they go. Red Ace Star, Glow starts to sing, it's Christmas and Radiator Springs. Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah! Have a good Kwanzaa! Season's meetings, everybody!
Yes, good to have you along. Good to have you along from Kris Kringle's Chemistry Laboratory. That's old Larry the Cable Guy giving us a little bit of a refreshment about what's happening in Radiator Springs. Good to have you along. Let's go now back to Frank from New Mexico. Let's go to New Mexico and say, hi, Frank. And I gave you a break, and I asked you before the break which car. I'm going to fly in and land there in New Mexico. I'm going to come to your shop and say, oh, you got to get rid of all the cars except for one.
By what authority?
Mm-hmm. Which one are you going to keep?
By what authority are you demanding this? Who are you?
Now, I'll take you out to lunch first, though.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Isn't it hard?
The way I feel is I couldn't part with any of them, but if it came down to just keeping one, I would just probably have to get the first new car that I actually bought, you know, so that would be my 66 Chevelle.
And you know, you still have that one too, don't you?
Yeah. It's out there covered up. It needs body work. It needs a new brake system. And it needs a lot of stuff, new tires. It's not even legal right now. It's not registered, but that would be the one I kept, I guess. Yeah.
Keep all. What size engine's in that one? Is it the 327? Oh, Frank, a 396. That's the year, Ford chopper upper.
Standard that year was 325. I got the 360 option, 360 horse option, and then a few months later came the 375 horse option, which gave you a larger Holley and the mechanical lifters. That was 375.
Jeez. Air conditioning in it? Did you order air conditioning?
Oh, no air conditioning, no power, nothing. Just heavy-duty suspension, heavy-duty cooling, heavy-duty brakes, and the 3.6 horse engine.
What color? Four-speed in it, too?
Yeah.
Is it
355 rear end? I think the color was called Regal Red. It was a bright red of that year.
Yeah, that's a pretty color. I had a friend back in junior high that had a Chevelle that was that color, too. 327
yeah,
in his.
Out.
Oh, red on red, huh?
Yeah.
You said it sounds like it needs some. You got it covered up, so you kind of.
It's covered and it's dry here, so it never really gets wet or anything, even on the ground underneath it. But yeah, I keep it covered.
Good. 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 Now, when did you last park it? Has it been a couple years?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, and but but you kept it. You didn't pass it off to somebody else for them to wrap it around the tree.
But
yeah,
not letting it go.
No. You're just like me. We're the caretakers of our first cars.
Yeah, I may be buried in it. I don't know. I got space in my field back here, so it's...
Oh, Frank, don't say that. No, I'm going to use mine as a headstone so they can still look at the car, but it'll say something on the door.
Sticking up straight like at Cadillac Ranch, huh?
Yeah. You know, why not?
I don't know. Your neighbors might call the zoning department on you or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm used to that. They already called.
No,
that's good to hear. You know that you've still got your first car and you know it's there and you can still look out and see it. And now tell us the memories. Now, I don't know if I've ever asked you, how old were you when you first got to drive that Chevelle?
Oh, I say, I was 19.
You were 19 years old. In New Mexico, there, Frank, or?
I'm trying to add from my birth year here.
Oh yeah. I sorry, I'm making you get the calculator out.
66. Yeah, that works out. I think born in 47, 66, that'd be 19, right?
Yeah. You were young like I was. And now, were you still living at home at that time? Or, I mean, did your dad, mom have a kind of a say on that, you buying that car? Or you were gone and said, hey, I'm going to go get what I want?
No, I was still living here. I was still helping with the properties here. We have agricultural stuff going on, you know. But I was still here, and it was the first new car I ever bought.
Oh, yeah. It was brand new when you bought it?
I knew. I ordered it, special ordered. I went down the option list, got everything I thought I wanted, you know, no power, nothing, just the optional engine, heavy-duty suspension, heavy-duty cooling, heavy-duty brakes. They were called sintered metallic brakes. Brake shoes, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, all the way around, of course. So,
Yeah,
and they're leaking now, of course, because it's sitting. The wheel cylinders are leaking. But all that is so easy to fix now, Frank, to do and get that up and running again for you.
You can put discs on the front. Next year in 67, they came out with an option for front discs on that model. I remember
in
67 the Chevelles were able to have discs on the front.
They found out that the drum brakes, when you hit the brake, it dove it into the right ditch or the left ditch back then. So yeah, we could turn that into a resto mod car so fast. Oh, disc brakes on the front, put some nitrous on the top of that 396, Frank. We could wake her up.
Yeah, I'd kill myself, man.
it's got plenty. That thing's got plenty of power stock. The thing I like about the 396, especially back in that day, I've got some valve covers that are up here in the museum those valve covers are, what are they, about a foot wide? My God, they're huge to cover all those rocker arms, you know? Big, massive. I mean, it just scares you when you open that hood on that Chevelle, the size of motor there is there. I think it gets 5 gallons to the mile? Something like that, gas mileage?
I used to get about 10 around town, 16 on the highway if I was good, you know. But I remember how heavy those heads were, because one time I had to replace a head gasket.
Yeah.
And that head was so heavy, taking it off and putting it back on. I don't know if I could do it at my age.
I had to go to the chiropractor, huh? Afterwards, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm glad you stopped by this weekend and called in. And I always like hearing stories, Frank, and from everybody in the first car and the story about the Buick, your parents, and your first date in the Buick. We won't let anybody hear that, though.
Alex, thanks for the shows, man. I really been listening for forever, and I'm just
Well, I'm thank you, Frank. I'm honored to have you say that and be a part of it, and be honored to be able to sit behind the mic and do this. Bob, he's not doing that well anymore.
And, I know.
And you know, I met him a long time ago, and we built a relationship. And I didn't think that I was ever going to. I knew that I was going to be a part of Auto World, the radio show, and all the things that Bob and I have done with the word Auto World. Had a magazine out at one time. We had a TV show going a little bit, and there, it takes a lot to make all that happen. And we have fun. I've always had fun. He had a lot of fun doing it, and we both have, you know, oil in our veins. I mean, really, literally, we live for automobiles and live for sharing it with people. And I'm just so honored that he, you know, asked me to do Auto World, him and Sharon, his wife. Do you ever meet Sharon at all, Frank? Or
No. Never had the honor. Listen to a little girl over the year interrupting for a long time.
Yeah.
She's so
yeah.
cute.
Yeah, little Lucy, you know, and she's grown up now and getting older every second on us, you know. But... One day, I literally plan on having Sharon and Lucy on the air. I'd really love to have Sharon behind, Lucy behind the microphone and saying hi to everybody, you know?
That'd be swell. So, I better cut you loose now. I know you have stuff coming up.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and again, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. That's how you do it. Appreciate you being here. Drive safe. Motor on. Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'm back. I'm nationwide.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.